If there was a way to catch a disease early, such as cancer, wouldn't you take it? For colon cancer, the colonoscopy not only checks for cancer, but can also remove precancerous polyps during the procedure. You can't say that about other types of cancer. In today's Health Styles podcast, gastroenterologist Jaymin Patel from Sarah Bush Lincoln is here to talk about colon cancer prevention, symptoms, which are sometimes non-existent, types of screenings available, and more. Don't go away, we'll be right back after this quick message.
We imagine what can be done and then reimagine it for the better. We model our care after the best and then remodel to break new ground. We invest in our community, then reinvest for the future. In a world of constant change, you can't be afraid to rethink, rewrite, restart. Sarah Bush Lincoln is constantly evolving to provide you with the area's best healthcare. Sarah Bush Lincoln, trusted, compassionate care.
Welcome to Health Styles. This is your host, Lori Banks. And today's podcast is a quick one, but the information in it could save your life. Joining me today is Dr. Jaymin Patel, gastroenterologist here at Sarah Bush Lincoln. Now, if you're not familiar with gastroenterology, this field of medicine specializes in treating issues related to diseases of the esophagus, stomach, small intestine, colon, rectum, pancreas, gallbladder, bile ducts, and the liver. That's a lot. However, most adults know that when it's time for a colonoscopy, you generally see a gastroenterologist. And that is our topic for today, the colonoscopy and colon cancer. But before we get into that, Dr. Patel, tell us a little bit about how you chose this specialty.
That specialty was important because so many people have different GI ailments and of different severities. And being able to help those people can help from the more minor aspects, like just improving their quality of life, to literally saving people's lives if they're having a major hemorrhage or bleed or something along those lines.
Okay, my first question is, why are colonoscopies so important?
So, colon cancer screening is a very important part of our routine healthcare, and that's because we're all susceptible to colon cancer. And the scary thing is that 60% of patients in the early stages of colon cancer have absolutely no symptoms, no abdominal pain, no changes in bowel habits, no blood in their stool. They feel normal. They feel fine. The problem is that when patients do get symptoms, it's often a more ominous finding of later stages of disease. And the goal for all colon cancer is early detection, because with early detection, you increase longevity. You basically have a normal lifespan. The later stages of detection, unfortunately, lead to shorter and shorter lifespans. So it's important that everybody, no matter how well or how poorly you feel, undergo screening for colon cancer.
Now, it used to be that 50 was the magical age for getting your first colonoscopy, but that changed a few years ago.
So the initial screening colonoscopy should be performed at age 45 for the population that's called average risk. If the person has a first-degree family member, mom, dad, brothers, or sisters, who is diagnosed with colon cancer before age 60, then that person should undergo their screening sooner. Usually it's 10 years before their family member was diagnosed.
Let's talk about the myths or misconceptions of getting a colonoscopy. Why do you think people avoid them when they know that they should be getting them?
Yeah. So I think a lot of misconceptions around colonoscopy revolve around PrEP, the potential for pain, as another one. But I want everyone to know that they can rest assured. There is no pain or discomfort with a colonoscopy. Rarely there can be some after procedure cramping or something along those lines, but it's exquisitely rare. Most patients feel absolutely nothing during or after. It's an entirely painless procedure. I think that the most challenging part for a lot of people will be the prepping part. And even that, to be honest, isn't that bad. It might not be the most flavorful, delightful beverage that someone has to consume. And afterwards, there is an effect which is meant to purge your bowels. But for a very important screening test and for one day of someone's life, that could change your life in so many ways. It's a pretty small price to pay.
Well said. I think a colonoscopy is far easier than colon cancer treatment. You've talked about the colonoscopy, but we've all seen those ads on TV for the home screening kits. What are your thoughts? How do they measure up? And who do you think they're best suited for?
Yeah, so there are different screening tests that are available. Colonoscopy is the gold standard. It is the best test. And that's because for precancerous polyps, it has a 95% or above detection rate. In addition to being able to see the polyps, the beautiful thing about colonoscopy is we can remove them and prevent people from ever getting colon cancer, literally destiny changing. There are other tests if patients are reluctant or unwilling to undergo colonoscopy, but the problem is that those tests come with significant trade-offs. So even the next best non-invasive test can only detect precancerous polyps about 42% of the time. And even for the worst case scenario, which is cancer, the detection rate is about 92%. They also have a false negative rate of about 8%. So many patients who undergo those tests might get a negative test and think they're in the clear, and it turns out they're nowhere near the clear. So the non-invasive testing kits that are available are probably best suited for patients who have a significant abdominal surgical history or have attempted to prepare for a colonoscopy and were unsuccessful for various reasons of intolerance. But the overwhelming majority of the patients out there should really shoot for a colonoscopy. There's a very select group that benefit from those other tests instead. And the bottom line, though, is that some form of screening is better than no screening.
What are the main causes of colon cancer?
Colon cancer has two major components to its etiology, one of which is genetics, the other of which is diet. Diets that tend to be devoid of fruits and vegetables and tend to be more rich in red meats like pork, lamb, and beef have a higher risk of growing these precancerous polyps, which ultimately turn into cancer over time. That's why patients who have a family history of colon cancer are one of the subgroups that we want to see and screen sooner. But interestingly, most colon cancers actually occur in people who don't have an affected family member. They can be sporadic mutations that cause the colon cancer.
Now, I should have asked this earlier, but what are the warning signs of colon cancer?
So typical symptoms of colon cancer can include symptoms of abdominal pain or cramping, blood in stools, a feeling of lack of relief after having undergone a bowel movement, and can also be as nonspecific as just weakness and fatigue that seem to persist despite a restful night of sleep. 60% of patients have no symptoms whatsoever in the earlier stages. It's as much of a surprise to the patient as it is to us when we do the procedure. But fortunately for those patients, it often is that early stage, and those patients can undergo a surgery to remove the cancer and literally go about living a normal life thereafter, cancer-free. So colon cancer is actually one of the most preventable cancers out there. But despite that, it's still one of the global causes of cancer-related deaths in the population because not enough people undergo screening. So it's really important that we spread that word.
With those thoughts in mind, this year it is time to take charge of your health and get screened for colon cancer if you haven't done so already. As Dr. Patel said, it is one of the most preventable types of cancer. Thank you so much for sharing your insight with us, Dr. Patel, and thank you for listening today. You can learn more about Dr. Patel and Sarah Bush Lincoln on our website at sarahbush.org. That is Sarah with an H. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll be the first to know when new shows are available. Remember, the information we present in this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a substitute for medical care. Be sure to speak to your own healthcare provider if you have health concerns or questions. For Health Styles, I'm your host, Lori Banks. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.